check in with Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch to get our weekly City Hall updates today. How are you, Mayor?
I'm doing well.
Keeping cool, I trust.
Yeah, you know, the heat doesn't really bother me that much. So, I mean, for a fat guy, it really doesn't bother me.
I know your game was not so hot on the golf course yesterday.
Word gets around quickly. Well, you know, when you only golf once or twice a year, you can't get very good at it. I don't have time for it, but I do support a couple of the charitable events. There's many I sponsor that I can't get to, but we had a good time yesterday. It was a reunion, really, in many ways, of a lot of the North Quincy High grads, mainly the football program over the years. Johnny Flynn and Bobby Morton, they go back to class of 72, I think. They were started this 28 years ago, and what they do is get together for a golf day, and then they honor an individual who's contributed to the community, and then they give out, five or six scholarships for kids from the money raised in the tournament. So it's a good tradition.
Nice. Who was honored this year?
Well, attorney Tom Kiley, who was a North Quincy High grad, went on to graduate from Harvard, went into the Army, got shot up pretty bad during the Vietnam era, came back, went to BU Law School, became Frank Bellotti's first assistant when he became attorney general, and wrote half the laws that are on the books while he was there. Brilliant guy, but a great guy. Really a lifelong Quincy guy. And he was a three-sport player at North. He played basketball, catcher, baseball, quarterback, football. Quite a guy. Truly great people.
Very nice. Mayor, there's a meeting tonight regarding the plans for the new Squantum Elementary School.
Yes, as you know, Joe, we've been talking about the elementary school replacement for a long time, and then, of course, I think it was 4 years in the queue before we got the okay to move forward with the school building authority at the state level. So we're well on our way now. Designs are coming along very nicely, and we felt it was time for an update for the community. In addition to the school, Joe, it's also a little bit of a public works project because we've had some drainage issues on Winslow Road, part of Mayflower, the rear yards of some people on Huckins. So we're trying to resolve the drainage issues as well as dealing with the new school. And then, of course, there's some utility issues we're going to tackle as well. There'll be a widening of Huckins. And so it's more than just a school plopping a school on a site. So we want to make sure the community is well aware of every step and get their input, of course.
As I understand, the plan is to preserve the original 1919 building. Is that right?
Yes, the original small piece that's there, we felt it was important to, and the architects did a nice job of wrapping around it, so we do preserve that. I forget the use off the top of my head. It might end up being a media center. Mm-hmm. It won't be the main door of the school. The main door will be further south on Huckins. But, we got a lot of input from the initial meeting, and there was a lot of sentimentality around the original building and what could we do. And so, I thought it was a good move to do such. The architects have done a nice job working it in, and it'll be cool.
What's the current timeline now for the schedule?
Well, there's some pieces to this, but putting in a geotherm system behind the field out back, we're going to take a couple of pieces of the building down at a time. We're going to have some trailer classrooms, which, by the way, they're not what they sound. They're beautiful. Mm-hmm. We had people go out and look at these, used at other locations for temporary classrooms. So there's several steps in this, Joe. I believe we'll be in the ground sometime next year, mm-hmm. and that's the goal.
Okay. And has the final MSBA funding been approved?
Once you're in, and you hit your milestones, you go back before the board. And we're approved for the project, and then we go in periodically for those, as they say, those milestone steps along the way. But we have a great team, great architectural firm, great OPM, solid city team. Everyone's working well together. The last one we did was seamless, which was Southwest, that worked out very, very well. So I have full confidence this will be done very well.
Mm-hmm. Is there a final cost for the new school determined?
You know what? I haven't seen the final number, okay. But it's probably going to be approaching $100 million when you look at the geotherm and mm-hmm. all the public works projects around it. $1 million doesn't go like it used to go, Joe.
Right.
It is amazing how the escalation of costs across the board, materials and labor, and so it makes it more challenging. But we can't let another couple of years go by without addressing the school. Well, the state people walked through it, and they were really set back and shocked, particularly the food service operation, which is really, really like a 50-year-old thing that does not really conform to any standards today. Mm. Never mind the rest of the... You know, the building had a couple of additions over the years. There was the original piece, which was saving. The gym was to the left, was a piece to the right, and another further piece to the right. And, you know, they weren't built quality, Joe. You know, you go back to the turn of the century, 1900 or so, the buildings were terrific, granite and brick, and built so damn solid. All the beautiful wood floors inside. And then whatever happened a couple of decades later started to shift and change. I don't know if it's just the architectural style or they're just cheaping out. But, you know, we're going to make sure this is a quality building like every project we do. So looking forward to it. And everyone was agreement on this one, too, by the way. There was no disagreement about, you know, which school building was next. And, you know, this plant, as I mentioned, is tired and old and not quality to start with. And, you know, the ADA issues, all of those challenges, it just was a problem for the principal to deal with day in, day out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what is the final reimbursement rate from the estate?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know if we've got that yet, but my guess it's going to be somewhere between 60 and 65, 68.
Very good. Speaking of projects, how's the new public safety complex coming along?
Oh, it's funny. We were talking about that yesterday. Mm-hmm. I think they picked up some steam, picked up some time on the schedule. It's really moving very well. Self-construction, they're pros. They get it done. They've done a lot of big projects in and around Boston. There's no fooling around. We've got great subs on that project. It's a great project. It's another one that was, you know, the cost was 25% higher than we first estimated with the times changing. But, you know, that old police station, Joe, is an absolute disgrace. I mean, it's an absolute mess. Addition was added in the mid to late 80s that was less than par. It doesn't serve the public well. It doesn't serve the department well. So this will be a state-of-the-art 100-year building that's going to serve the people of Quincy and the people that serve the people of Quincy with our sworn officers and personnel. I mean, it's going to have all the necessary, you know, sometimes we have to go off-site for training, and some people may not realize, but there's constant training in that world. Some of it's classroom, some of it's out shooting, some of it's situational, but this building will allow for a lot more in-house training with classroom space, training facilities, a shooting range in the basement. It will meet the challenges and needs of today, and so we're excited about it. It really is. It's also going to be a really handsome building on that corridor crossing the beautiful Mount Wallace Cemetery. And I can't wait to take a sledgehammer to the old building.
Has there been a name determined for the new building, or will it just be the Quincy Public Safety building?
Probably the Quincy Public Safety headquarters.
Yeah. Okay.
In addition to the police, it will serve the administration side of the fire, the chief's office, the fire prevention, deputy chief, administrative folks, and those folks that in the public would come to this building for safety inspections and all of that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually we'll replace the central firehouse with a simple firehouse across the street. It won't need all the administrative pieces to it because they'll all be in this building. So as you probably heard, Congressman Lynch got us a $4 million earmark toward construction of that new firehouse.
Yes, yep. Another big project underway is the Furnace Brook Golf Course. How's that coming along?
It's going very well. Yeah. It's going very well. And even with all the construction and disruption, the golf going on up there is pretty heavy, and bringing in good revenue to offset some of these costs. So all's good. Everyone seems to be happy, with the exception of a handful that, as the old saying goes, is everyone ever happy? But, it's right on schedule. It's going to be a great, not only for the neighborhood, that's going to be a great asset for the city.
Mm-hmm. And finally, Mayor, you have your luncheon coming up this Friday at the Kennedy Center.
I do?
You do.
That time of year. Yes, we usually do a summer luncheon before the 4th.
Yep.
With our seniors down at the Kennedy Center. And I was at the recent one that the Well, the police have done one, the fire have done one. So it's great for the seniors. I wish this, in some ways, I wish the center was bigger because I know sometimes they have to shut it off. They run out of room to see people. But I look forward to connecting with them on Friday.
Yeah, and just a reminder for folks, it is air-conditioned.
Indeed.
Appreciate your time as always, Mayor. Have a great day.
You also, Joe. Yeah, bye-bye. Take care.